Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
A team of five young people from five continents were given five magic rings. With their powers combined, these kids summoned Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet. The eco-cartoon hero and his team of Planeteers first took to the airwaves 20 years ago, inspiring a generation of TV viewers to do no less than save the planet. Living on Earth and Planet Harmony's Ike Sriskandaraja watched back then and has our story now.
In 1990, NBC News Today announced a new superhero.
Teachers and parents often look at Saturday morning television as a kid's wasteland full of cartoon garbage and sugar cereal ads. Well, tomorrow morning there'll be a new TV character trying to change that.
And his name was Captain Planet.
I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet was the brainchild of Ted Turner. The ecological warnings of the Global 2000 report, commissioned by President Carter, spurred Turner to beef up Turner Broadcasting's environmental programming.
Most of the experts say if we don't change things, the planet will be pretty well uninhabitable in another 30 or 40 years.
Turner hired TV producer Barbara Pyle to sound the alarm.
He wanted me to teach children about the facts of the Global 2000 study. I mean, go figure. Ted Turner called me into his office and he said, Captain Planet. I said, Ted, you know, what is Captain Planet? And he said, that is your problem.
I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's a hero.
So Barbara and her team dreamt up an elemental warrior in league with five kids with magic rings.
If you think of Captain Planet as a religion, then this would be the creation myth, the creation story.
The pilot episode lays out the themes. It begins with eco-villain, oil-hungry Hoggish Greedley, voiced by Ed Asner.
With this giant land blaster, I'll be able to drill for oil anywhere.
Well, basically, they cracked the ocean floor. So anyway, Gaia is on is taking a nap, and she's woken up with this oil dripping onto her forehead.
Gaia is the spirit of the Earth, trying to sleep in her subterranean palace.
My goodness, can't the spirit of Earth take a little nap?
Get a little nap? She said, and then she flicks on her monitors, boom, and there they are. With, she's seeing all the travesties that are going on the planet today.
I guess I napped too long, but how much damage could they do in a century?
Exhaust from the cars, the pollution in the rivers, you name it. You know, it's like best B-roll of our environmental disasters.
It's worse than I thought. Earth is dying.
Only it's animated, of course. And she said, it's time for the rings. So she tosses out the rings.
I need young people to help now, starting with five very special kids from five corners of the globe.
Each ring held the power to control one natural element.
From Africa, Kwame.
Kwame could move Earth.
From Asia, Gi.
Gi could control water.
From North America, Wheeler.
Wheeler shoots fire.
From the Soviet Union, Linka.
Linka harnessed the wind.
And from South America, Mati.
Mati has the power of heart.
All right, let me get this straight. Your name is Gaia, and you're the spirit of the Earth?
And you brought us here to help you save Earth from being ruined?
Yes, that's about the size of it.
Gaia tells the kids, the Planeteers, they must work together to do that.
We must do as Gaia advised. We must combine our powers. Let's do it!
So the newly formed team takes Gaia's advice to clean up Greedley's oil spill.
Boom! There's Captain Planet.
By your powers combined,
I am Captain Planet!
What Captain Planet truly is, he's a metaphor for teamwork. He doesn't exist without the Planeteers.
The first order of business is to put all this oil back where it came from.
He does the heavy work, and he caps it, you know, and then he says goodbye to the Planeteers.
My work here is done, but yours is just beginning, Planeteers. And remember,
the power is yours.
For six seasons, that was the slogan. That kids have the power to change the world.
This is one of the few things that really talks to kids about what they can do.
That's Whoopi Goldberg, the voice of Gaia.
We won't know what the outcome of this is until these kids grow up.
Now that generation, the millennials, have graduated from Saturday morning cartoons and college. Barbara Pyle.
That's actually, that group of young people is the largest demographic bulge in the history of our species on this planet. And they are aging into their power years.
She says about half of the 80 million millennials in the U.S. saw the show, as well as fans in nearly 100 other countries. Now there's an international network of Planeteers who care about the environment.
Hola, soy Alejandra, soy de Guatemala. Este programa me encanta y soy una planetaria porque estoy muy interesada del medio ambiente y de las cosas que pasan en el ecosistema.
Hi, my name's Shona and I'm from the north of Scotland, Inverness. I think Captain Planet was ahead of his time. I think now the world is ready to pay a little bit more attention to conservation.
The global problems Captain Planet fought, pollution, waste, and oil spills, are still with us. And so is Captain Planet. He lives forever in reruns. For Living on Earth and Planet Harmony, I'm Ike Sreekandarajah.
You pay for this, Captain Planet!
We're the Planeteers! You can be one too! Cause saving our planet is the thing to do! Looting and polluting is not the way!
For more on the international network of Planeteers, visit myplanetharmony.com. Our sister program, Planet Harmony, welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. It's the thing to do. On the next Living on Earth, coal companies threaten to blow up a piece of mining history.
It's worse than burying it. It's just completely obliterating, done away with it altogether. They don't want you to know how terrible the coal companies treated the families who lived in this area. And that's what we're looking at here.
The battle to save the battlefield on Blair Mountain. Next time on Living on Earth.